This is Day to Day. On the anniversary of that presidential mission accomplished moment, I'm Alex Chadwick.
I'm Madeline Brand. 4 years ago today, President Bush gave a victory speech aboard a U.S. Navy aircraft carrier. Today, he's at U.S. Central Command in Florida, and the war drags on.
We'll check in with Don Gagne at the White House in a moment. First to Baghdad and Alyssa Rubin of the New York Times. Alyssa, earlier today there were claims that a major terrorist leader, Abu Ayyub al-Masri, was killed in a battle. We're not sure now, but tell us, who is he and what happened?
Well, he was is one of the successors, the most prominent, to Zarqawi, who you may recall from a couple of years ago, and who was leading the al-Qaeda cells here, although it's always been difficult to know exactly how they're coordinated. But al-Masri had risen as the most prominent person in the organization. There was also another one named al-Baghdadi as well. In any case, we don't really know what happened and has happened before. There are a lot of reports of his having been killed, this time in a firefight involving different insurgent groups. And the Interior Ministry says that people that from sort of a, it sounds like an intelligence division, though it's very hard to tell, have seen his body, but they don't have the body. There's been no DNA done. And in the past, Iraqi government has also claimed to have killed him, and he has reappeared quite alive. So I think we're viewing this as with some skepticism at this point and waiting to hear what results there are once they do some DNA tests.
When you say the reports are he was killed in a fight between insurgent groups, you mean al-Qaeda battling who?
There are a lot of insurgent groups operating now in Iraq, and they go by many different names. These are all splinter groups of the insurgency, some of which have worked quite a bit with al-Qaeda. But recently they've been breaking with al-Qaeda over a couple of big issues. One of them seems to be really a pretty classic turf war, that these different insurgent groups have control of an area and they begin to fight each other and kill each other's leaders, you know, your basic gang control issues. But also the al-Qaeda in Iraq has been willing to kill civilians in suicide bombs, and also they've gone after Iraqi Shiites. And while there's great unease about the Shiite majority and its rule of Iraq in the Sunni population, there's also a sense that they are Iraqis too, and an enormous reluctance to knowingly go out and kill them by many Sunnis. And so the suicide bombs in Shiite neighborhoods has been something that Sunnis are really, even the Sunni insurgency, is not comfortable with. And so that's created a fissure between al-Qaeda and the other Sunni groups.
Alyssa, earlier we mentioned that this is the fourth anniversary of the mission accomplished appearance by the president on that aircraft carrier. You were in Baghdad 4 years ago today, and you've been back and forth many times since. What is the difference between Baghdad 4 years ago and Baghdad today?
You know, May, I remember very well, May of 2003, and there was still a heady sense of possibility, and people were very willing to come and work for the Americans still, and there was a real sense that Iraq was on a sort of facing a new day, and that feeling has pretty much vanished. A lot of Iraqis would tell you they're still grateful that Saddam is no longer on the scene, but they are really not grateful about what he was replaced with, and people feel their lives are terribly precarious. So they're not very hopeful about Iraq anymore.
Alyssa Rubin, reporting from Baghdad for the New York Times. Alyssa, thank you for being with us again.